Pat Johnston, you've been telling us for a long time that coming soon there'd be the availability of online betting.
Yes.
And it's official now.
It is.
So starting this Friday, as it says here in this story, Michiganians.
No.
I thought we were Michiganders.
We're Michiganders.
That's what I thought
yes,
we were.
No, we're Michiganders.
Well, from the Detroit News story I accessed, we'll have it to be corrected. But yeah. Starting Friday, Michiganders will be able to legally place sports wagers and gamble online, capping a year of anticipation and impatience, it says, among fans and operators alike. This is because the Michigan Gaming Control Board, the MGCB, authorized 9 operators to launch the online sports betting effective at noon on Friday. This is both the betting as well as gaming online. And that's key. I got to frankly tell you, I've forgotten how this process came together. But it does remind me in the story that Michigan's law allows only the state's licensed casinos to offer both the online gaming and betting, which is why that all the platforms that you could use, including FanDuel that you've been talking about.
Yeah.
FanDuel's actually teamed up with, I have it here someplace, Motor City Casino.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, the 9 operators are Bay Mills Indian Community, Grand Traverse Band of Ottawa and Chippewa Indians, Greektown Casino, Hanaville Indian Community, Keweenaw Bay Indian Community, Little River Band of Ottawa Indians, MGM Grand Detroit, Motor City Casino, and the Sault Ste. Marie Tribe of Chippewa Indians. Those are the ones. But anyone can access online. You do have to be of age, 21 or older, as I think you reminded us. And there is a phone number available that's going to have to be listed, too, for anyone that's doing this, in case you have a betting problem.
Yeah. Right. Bet smart.
Yeah. So it all starts on Friday. In time for big football games on Friday. Yeah, in time for this year's Super Bowl.
I was going to say, wow, just fortuitous timing there. They got this all done before the Final Four.
And remember last year there was the rush, I guess you'd say, was being talked about because there was hopes that it was going to be in time for the Super Bowl, I think, at that time. And certainly for the March Madness.
Right.
Which never occurred, but but the Super Bowl did.
Super Bowl did. And they're hoping to get March Madness in this year.
Yeah. For FanDuel, by the way, it says here that FanDuel says, since that's the one we've been talking about with you, it says it administers all core services affecting betting for the sportsbook and administers its sportsbook app, and guests can place bets on a number of games, including the Red Wings and Tigers. Wow. Well. Tigers aren't even in season. How about the Pistons? It just says Red Wings and Tigers. It doesn't mention the Pistons.
If you want to bet against the Pistons, more likely than not, you might win.
Well, there you go, too. Yeah, it's going to be. And, what it's going to mean, that's the question of the money's generated. It says here in this Detroit news story, the two forms of gambling are expected to generate millions of dollars of new annual revenue. So the question is, what, high millions, low millions?
Right.
Won't know until that actually takes place.
We'll have to see.
There's a interesting formula, too. Holy cow.
An interesting formula.
Well, because there's, of course, there's going to be taxes applied to the game, and in the betting. And it will go to different aspects of the state's allocations according to the gaming. So let's see. It says, follow along for this one, folks. There'll be a quiz afterwards. For the 3 Detroit casinos, sports betting and internet gaming tax revenues will be allocated 30% to the city, 5% or up to $3 million per year from each source to the Michigan Agricultural Equine Industry Development Fund, and 65% to the state's Internet Sports Betting Fund or Internet Gaming Fund. For the rest of the state, 90% of online sports betting payments will be allocated to the Internet Sports Betting Fund, 10% to the Michigan Strategic Fund, 20% to the Internet Gaming Payments to local jurisdictions, 70%, how does this work? 70, we've already gone over 100%. 70% to the state's Internet Gaming Fund and 10% to the Michigan Strategic Fund. That doesn't add up as far as I'm concerned. Maybe I'm reading it wrong.
Yeah, maybe.
That's what it looks like to me here. That's what it says. Hmm.
Yeah,
you got a couple of different funds that are going on. I'm curious though, in Detroit, specifically, 5% or up to $3 million per year from each source to the Michigan Agriculture Equine Industry Development Fund. That's very specific.
It is very. Yeah, yes, it is.
Do the schools benefit in here someplace at all? I mean, well,
I like that though. Yeah, the Michigan Agriculture Equine Industry. All right.
Well, you hear more about it.
Yeah.
And it'll be tracked, and you can bet as far as the numbers made available for how much money's coming into the coffers, that's going to be tracked very much too. We already know that there's a lot of tax money already generated. How much more? Who knows?
Here's just what I had. Maybe you and I have the same source, but this is the amount of I'll just
go ahead.
It says, for the tribal casinos,
yep.
90% of online sports betting tax payments are allocated to the Internet Sports Betting Fund,
mm-hmm.
with the other 10% going toward the Michigan Strategic Fund.
Okay, that's 100% there. I get that.
For Internet gaming, payments by tribes are allocated 20% to local jurisdictions governing body for services, 70% to the State Internet Gaming Fund, and 10% to the Michigan Strategic Fund. Maybe that's where, just want to make sure.
Because it's online gaming and online betting.
Right.
Okay. Right. See, I'm missing that. Well, it's not me, not a gambler that I am.
And that's a good thing, maybe.
I just kind of glossed over that.
And please, everybody, do not, as we've learned here through all the years with my Pat's Perfect Picks, don't follow me and make a bet. All right? Maybe sometimes it's wise to do the exact opposite.
So anyone that's going to be tuning in Thursday after the 8:30 news, wishing to hear perhaps what they might be doing for this weekend's first chance to do some football betting,
right?
Take it for what it's worth.
That's right. Yes.